Hi there, everyone. Hi, good evening. I think we're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you so much for coming. My name is Diana Thompson. I'm the curator of 19th and early 20th century art here at the National Academy. And on behalf of Carmen Branigan, our director, as well as the entire staff and board, I'd like to welcome you to tonight's review panel. This event occurs once a month here at the National Academy from fall through spring and is organized in partnership with David Cohen and artcritical.com. And I'm thrilled to announce that tonight's review panel marks the 10-year anniversary to the month of the start of our partnership with David, who has kept this wonderful program, wonderful and unique program, I should say, thriving for so many years. Thank you. I would also like to mention that the review panel is generously supported by the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs and the New York State Council on the Arts. Tonight's panelists will discuss several exhibitions currently on view in galleries and museums around New York. I also encourage you all to see the exhibitions currently on view here at the National Academy in the museum galleries until January 11th is Beyond the Classical, Imagining the Ideal Across Time, an exhibition that explores the way artists have referenced classical themes such as history, mythology, allegory, and beauty over the course of 200 years. Featured in the exhibition are works from the Academy's 19th and 20th century collections, alongside works on loan by major modern and contemporary artists. Also on view in a dedicated project space on the museum's fourth floor are works by designer Wendell Castle and the architect and National Academician William Pedersen. Right outside this room in the Academy's school galleries, you can see Reflections on the Classical, which features works by students and faculty. On your seats, you'll find information about our upcoming program and how to become a member of the National Academy, which I hope you will consider if you like what you hear tonight. And just outside this door, there is a table set up where you can find additional materials on things like school course offerings. But now for the review panel, please join me in welcoming tonight's guests, as well as moderator David Cohen, publisher and editor of artcritical.com.
Thank you very much indeed, Diana, and thank you to all the staff here at the National Academy for having, and the staff, and also especially, of course, the academicians for having had the vision and the generosity to bring me here in the first place, and then the professionalism to sustain and make this program happen. So, and thank you actually as much to the, well, let's not worry about percentages, but I would also like to say a big thank you to the audience, to a very loyal audience, to people, many, many faces in this room have, well, a few, have been here for 10 years. And they look just as fresh as they did that that day 10 years ago when Ken Johnson, along with two others, Maureen Mullarkey and Jerry Saltz, battled it out and were heckled for not doing their job properly, but did their job very well, in my opinion. Tonight's panel is unusually made up of three individuals who've all served in the past on the review panel. So we're celebrating by thanking three of our many loyal panelists. So enough schmoozing and, well, maybe a little more schmoozing. I would like to also thank Isaac Derfel, who records tonight's panel expertly for later podcast at artcritical.com. where you can go and hear 10 years worth of review panels. And also to my associate at artcritical.com, Anna Shukilo, who prepared this evening's rather exquisite videos of the shows that we're reviewing. Who is here at the review panel for the first time? Wonderful, some new hands. Well, for your benefit, and also to remind our regulars of who we are and what we do, we're four critics who've been to see four exhibitions around town. We show a little video of the first two shows. We, the panel, discuss them among ourselves for a bit. A mic is then passed around the audience to anybody who wants to express an opinion, or if they really have to ask a question. Opinions are preferable. This is the review panel, after all. And then we repeat the exercise with our last two exhibitions. And just by some bizarre coincidence, the invisible hand of the market or something else. We seem to have chosen this month, as Ken was pointing out, as we were waiting outside. How is it, he said, we've ended up with two British pastoralists and two American activists? Well, we just have. That's the way it is. But it's not our intention to have a panel about politics and then a panel about pastoralism, but inevitably comparisons and cross-references can and do and will happen. But we are interested in thorough reviews of each of our four exhibitions. Now it's my great pleasure to introduce our guests for this evening in alphabetical order by last name. They are Ken Johnson, who's art critic for the New York Times, a position he's held for quite some while with a brief segue to the Boston Globe. He is also author of Are You Experienced? How Psychedelic Consciousness Transformed Modern Art. And Joan Waltemat, to my right, if you're facing me, is an artist and a critic. She is director of the Hofberger School at the Maryland Institute College of Art, MICA, and she is also an editor at large at the Brooklyn Rail and a contributing editor at artcritical.com. Her work was last seen in New York this spring, or last winter, I should say, really, at Hyonas Gallery in a group show, and she will have a solo show there this coming February. And Marjorie Wellish is also both an artist and a critic. A symposium was held looking at her contributions in both those fields at the University of Pennsylvania and published as Of the Diagram, The Work of Marjorie Wellish. A collection of her art criticism was published by Cambridge University Press as Signifying Art, Essays on Art After 1960. And she writes regularly, has written for Art Monthly, Bomb Magazine, and many other publications. I should also mention that she has served as an artist in residence in 2010 at the Art Institute of Chicago. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your panel. Great. Well, let's now see video number one, and it's our American activists half, as it were.